Nolte, Democrat-run city bans new gas stations to fight climate change. By John Nolte on March 22, 2023. The lunatics in charge of Louisville, Colorado, have decided to ban any new gas stations from moving into their city. Currently, Louisville has a population of 21,000 people and only 6 gas stations. We have an obligation to take every step possible to address the changes to our climate that are ravaging our planet and directly impacting the health, well-being, and livelihoods of the constituents we represent in Louisville, Councilwoman Maxine Most told Fox News. Additionally, any new gas stations and service stations will also be required to have at least 2 charging stations for electric vehicles and be 1,000 feet from existing stations unless they are part of a large retail center, according to the ordinance. How does banning the number of gas stations help fight climate change, which is a hoax? Even though it is a hoax, let's pretend climate change is real. So how does banning gas stations decrease carbon emissions? Like this lunatic city council, I'm no scientist. But it seems to me that if you limit the number of gas stations, 2 things will happen. 1, people waiting in line to get gas will idle their cars longer than they normally would. And 2, people will have to drive further to get gas. In both cases, you get cars running longer than they would otherwise, which puts more carbon in the air. I guess this all makes sense when you realize this is more about religion than science. I mean, there's a reason high school dropout Greta Damian Thunberg was granted an honorary degree in theology. Louisville City Council must think that if they sacrifice gas stations to Mother Earth, Gaia will reward them with good weather. Here's the kicker. According to the Daily Mail, the Louisville City Council knows this ban will not do the climate any good. Speaking before the vote, Councilwoman Most admitted that the move wouldn't stop climate change, but said the small community should continue with the plan anyway. We should be taking whatever incremental steps to not create additional fossil fuel infrastructure, said the council member, who also serves on the city's Economic Vitality Committee. There you have it. This city council is inconveniencing its constituents for purely symbolic reasons. It gets worse. The city council has decided the entire city's municipal electricity needs must come from carbon-free sources by 2025. That's less than 2 years from now. Additionally, 75% of its residential, commercial and industrial needs with carbon-free sources by 2030. That's less than 8 years from now. Outside of the theology angle, this is all moral exhibitionism. A city council focused on nonsense instead of the basics like good roads, productive schools, and garbage collection. It is hard to blame the city council when the voters put up with it. You get what you vote for. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.